Thank you, Mr. President. On the outset, please let me express my delegation's regret that Russia blocked yet another UN member state from participating at our work. On today's subject, and to underline the importance of starting negotiations on FMCT without further delay, we would like to add some remarks on our national capacity to the statement delivered by the European Union. Nuclear disarmament, ultimately leading to global zero, is only possible through a step-by-step approach. That has been the long-standing position of my country, and it is shared by many others. And there are many steps that need to be taken, some smaller, some larger, as described by the stepping stone paper presented by the Stockholm Initiative. And this includes negotiating a treaty prohibiting fissile material production. Such a treaty would have a direct impact on both non-proliferation and disarmament. It remains one of the key elements to build trust and is an indispensable step towards a world free of nuclear weapons. In view of the differing opinions on the scope of the treaty, the only feasible approach to negotiations on such a treaty is a mandate that leaves this issue to be agreed upon in the course of the negotiations, the Shannon mandate. The document CD-1299 and the mandate contained therein is flexible enough and is not prejudging any specific outcome. Important progress has been achieved in the 2014-15 GGE, the 2017-18 high-level expert preparatory group, and in the respective subsidiary bodies in the CD previous to last year. We need to build upon that success. There's a solid foundation for negotiations in the CD. It only depends on political will. At the same time, we call again on all relevant states to declare and uphold moratoria on the production of fissile material for use in nuclear weapons and other nuclear explosive devices. Starting negotiations on an FMCT is a long overdue step. It is in our collective interest. It is possible. It is pragmatic. We stand ready to start negotiating. Thank you, Mr. President.